It is 8:46 at 97.9 The Hill. It's Ron Stutz and more special guests in the studio today. We have Wayne and Sharon Phillips here. And thank you very much for coming, folks.
Thank you for having us.
And we have Rebecca Marino. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to tell you about some exciting things that are going on with the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. This conversation brought to you by the YMCA. And Rebecca, tell us about this special program that the Chapel Hill Carborough Y has coming up.
Sure. So we at the Y have a program called Live Strong at the YMCA. It is a 12-week health and wellness program for cancer survivors. So if you are post-treatment and maybe even in treatment, depending on your treatment plan, you can participate. It is funded through our annual campaign, and we work on fitness, we work on wellness, there's a social interaction piece, and we're really just there to build community and support for people who are post-treatment.
Now, this program just meets year-round on a regular basis. What's the deal here?
So we at Chapel Hill, we run it 3 times a year. So we have three sessions, a spring, summer, and a fall session. So I guess you could say it is year-round. Like I said, it's broken down into 12 weeks. So we try to run 3 sessions a year.
Okay, so the whole program is called Live Strong, and we have a couple of people who are living strong here today, Sharon and Wayne Phillips. And tell me, Sharon, how did you first find out about the Live Strong program?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and I finished my treatment in April of last year, and I was going to a program of yoga that was for cancer survivors, and we were exchanging resources, and I was introduced to the Live Strong program, as some people had said that it was a very positive program. So I found out more about it, and I was able to start my program in August of last year, and it was just such a very positive way to take the focus off of my illness and really concentrate more on wellness. The YMCA and the staff there were just wonderful. It was just a very fun, upbeat place. And if laughter was the best medicine, that would be it. Because of laughter was just so many of our, you know, Zumba classes and
really?
All of the fun. It was very, very uplifting. My husband was there as a caregiver, because that's one thing that's unique about the program is you are able to have the full membership to the Y, but also your spouse or caregiver also gets that same privilege. So Wayne was able to be there with me at times, but unfortunately, he also was challenged with cancer, so he wasn't as active.
Wow.
But now he was able to take advantage of the program that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask you, Wayne, if you were a cancer survivor as well, or if you were just there as a person who is supporting her. Yeah. But, wow, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you got into this program. And, Rebecca, let me ask you a question. What does a session of Live Strong look like?
Sure. So for the first 5 weeks, the sessions look about the same. We keep everything pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. So there is about 15 to 20 minutes of cardio. And then the next, I'd say 20 minutes to half an hour are going to be basic strength training. Sometimes we just use body weight. Then there's a flexibility and kind of a mind-body piece. We do some breathing techniques. We might even practice a little bit of Tai Chi. And then as the weeks progress, we start to introduce different formats. So Sharon mentioned Zumba, so we might do a Zumba class. We might do a cardio dance class. We might have a yoga instructor come in. We also start to introduce guest speakers. We might have a nutritionist come in and just share some nutrition advice. And then we really try to ramp up the cardio to about 30 minutes. We start to incorporate different types of strength training, whether it's using dumbbells or resistance bands. So it is a pretty dynamic program, but the first 5 weeks are, like I said, they're the same. So cardio, strength, balance, and flexibility is pretty much the structure of a session.
Sharon was talking about how you laughed a lot during these sessions, and I have a feeling after meeting Wayne that he may be the source of some of that humor. But Wayne, what advice would you give people who may have gone through cancer or are going through it? What would you tell them about the Live Strong program?
Well, this is a great opportunity to improve your life in general. Even if you hadn't gone through cancer, you can benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you some accountability working in a group. It exposes you to a lot of different things you wouldn't volunteer to do, probably.
Yeah.
Cardio dance.
Yeah, cardio dance for one, for me. And,
wow.
You
want to demonstrate that while you're
not today.
He's a good dancer.
I'm still
Don't
recovering.
Let him fool you.
But it just puts a lot of things out there that you wouldn't look for yourself. And then there's the accountability of the group. You're in a group, mm-hmm. and you want to go through all these things together.
There's peer pressure, too.
There's peer pressure and a lack of fear because you're all going through it.
Yeah. Sharon, what is your favorite thing about the Live Strong program? What have you had the most fun with, and what have you benefited from the most?
Just the positive, upbeat atmosphere that the Y presents and the instructors. Really, Wayne and I both went through so many months of doctor's visits and treatments and diagnostics, and just to go in there and just let that melt away and mm-hmm. just focus on all the positives. And like he said, the group, being with others, the peers that have gone through it, some are in a better place than you are,
yeah.
some are not so much. We're all at different levels, but we are all there to support one another and see each other progress.
There's a certain strength that comes from knowing that other people in the group are going through or have been through exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that pushes you on to do your best and become
Definitely.
A better person through all this. Now, Wayne mentioned the word volunteer, Rebecca, and I'm just wondering, are there volunteer opportunities with the Live Strong program?
There are opportunities, and I'm going to speak on behalf of the Y Association. The Chapel Hill branch is a little bit smaller, so right now the most a volunteer could do would probably be a guest to speak or maybe instruct or just help boost the program, whether it's by recruiting. But I know other branches have some volunteers that will actually help lead a class, mm-hmm. and they could be a veteran participant. So if they have someone that graduated from the Live Strong program, sometimes they come back and volunteer. Specifically to Chapel Hill, we just need voices out there to promote the program mm-hmm. and help recruit some new participants, and then, like I said, they could be a guest, whether it's talking about the program or leading a special class, whether it's cardio dance or Zumba.
Well, just got about a minute left here, and I'm wondering, are there other community-based programs like this available through the Chapel Hill Cabrera YMCA?
Absolutely. So we have two other evidence-based programs, one of them called Moving for Better Balance. It is also 12 weeks. It is a evidence-based falls prevention program that is based mm-hmm. off of Tai Chi. And then we also have another program called Diabetes Prevention, which is another form of support for those that are pre-diabetic. There's some nutrition advice and counseling through that. So
now, if somebody is interested in all the things you're saying about the Live Strong program or any of these other programs, how do they find out more?
So they can go to the website, ymcatriangle.org, or they can contact me, Rebecca.Marino, at ymcatriangle.org.
Sounds pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Chapel Hill Cabrera YMCA, of course, is on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out more, I suppose you can just go there and find Rebecca.
That's right. Stop in. We'd love to see you.
Hunt her down. And she'll tell you all you need to know. And Wayne, next time you come, you got to do cardio dance for us.
All right. I will practice. Yeah, right.
Look like the kind of guy who has real nimble feet.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your story, and perhaps you will inspire some other folks to get involved in this great program.
Yes, it's very wonderful program.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here today. Again, that is the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA, where you can find out more. And thanks very much. I wish you well and continued success in the Live Strong program. And live strong.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Even have on shirts. Live Strong YMCA.
So we will.
Don't have any problem remembering the name of that program.
Definitely.
It is 856 at 97.9 The Hill.